kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa likod ng bawat tagumpay, may kwento ng sipag, sakripisyo at pangarap. Sama-sama nating kilalanin ang mga Filipino at Filipino-Australians na nag-iiwan ng marka sa iba't ibang industriya at komunidad sa buong Australia. Mga kwentong nagbibigay inspirasyon, mga kwentong dapat marinig. Ito ang Tampok, Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. Kasama si Papa Dan sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang araw po sa inyo mga kaibigan. Ako po muli si Papa Dan, nagbabalik dito sa SBS Filipino. At syempre, ang ating Tampok guest for today, someone who truly believes na minsan you have to be brave enough to take a different path. At ang ating pong bisita, nagsimula ang kanyang career. Nasa medyo medical field ang dating, no? Physiotherapist sa Philippines. Tapos siya po ay nag-move na dito sa Australia at nag-decide na mag-pursue ng kanyang passion sa creative industry. So, napunta na siya sa hair and makeup, sa modeling, bumalik siya sa modeling, sa acting, and of course, content creation, at mentoring din sa iba pang mga creatives dito sa Australia. And she has built an amazing career from the ground up. Ika nga, no? At paano niya naharap ang sarili niyang, kumbaga, challenges at ang kanyang buhay, ang kanyang journey dito sa Australia. Ating pong kapanayamin na dito sa Tampok, Spotlight on Filipino in Australia. Let's all welcome Pia Gold. Hi, Pia. Welcome
Hi,
to Tampok.
Hi. Thank How are you? You, Dan.
Kumusta ka?
Mabuti naman. Ikaw?
Oh, naman. Pia, thank you very much. Naku, simulan na natin ang kwentuhan agad-agad.
Yes. Start with your journey.
Mm-hmm. You were born and raised in the Philippines, Pia, and originally, kanina naman banggit ko, no, isa kang physiotherapy, talaga by profession, di ba? How did you eventually find yourself pursuing a completely different path, no, creative?
The funny thing is, like, when we moved here in Australia, I was actually really planning to pursue my physio because I was like, I'm wasted my 5-year course in the Philippines, obviously, for physio. And then one of the hardest, you know, board exam in the Philippines. And then I'm not using it. So when I moved here, I tried. And then turns out, because I'm not that young, I was graduating like almost like far, far away. So the requirements for taking physio here is I need to actually repeat 2 more years of the degree. And then that time, I have a 16-month baby, which is so different in Australia to Philippines. You know, in Philippines, you have the family, pending alagaan ng yaya, if you have budget, or even your parents, you know, tulong-tulong sila to actually take care, you know, the grandkids and stuff. But here in Australia, you do everything. And then if you're gonna hire somebody to, it's super expensive. So you rather actually stay at home. With my case, I can't really defend doing my career in physio to actually being a mom as well. And I was like actually waiting 2 years. I'm like, what am I going to do in Australia? I'm just stuck. So when my son actually was able to go to daycare here in Australia, I was like, what is a specific thing that I did in the Philippines that I can actually translate? So back in the Philippines, I was actually volunteering Red Cross. It's a very medical field. I'm actually a volunteer for EMT as well. But I did actually few modeling as well in the Philippines, like sideline. I guess like because a lot of my medical field was like volunteer, you know, there's no money out of it. So I supplemented with some brand ambassador. I'm one of the ambassador actually back in the day with Samsung. You know, like the Note when they release it. I was also one of the original Captain Morgan girls back in the day. So I know for the fact that I have that, you know, I know the experience of someone going in a creative industry as the face for it back then. And when I moved here, I said to myself, I'm really that old. I moved here like I was like about 31 years old. So I'm like, I don't see myself doing modeling anymore because I'm not young anymore. So what I did is like, what is the next thing that I can actually, you know, expedite a specific career? And that's why I started my hair and makeup career here. So initially, I don't know anybody here. I moved in a country that zero connections and everything. But the advantage of being in Australia in general, I think, is there is a lot of opportunity. Even you actually try to pivot your career, you can. You just need to really look on it. And, you know, thank goodness for internet and stuff. You can research anything. You can actually study anything online. So back then, that's why I started makeup. I found a certificate in makeup here because there's like, you know, here makeup artist is like my rules. Mm-hmm. So Pilipinas is like, you know, kung may kakilala ka, you got the kit, you have the, you know, you can actually start a career here. It's a bit, you can actually go and be successful by yourself. But obviously for someone like me that zero connection, the only avenue is, you know, go to a proper school or certificate. So I did it online, part of the theory of the makeup. And then I did like a practical exam for hair and makeup. And then they sign off. It's like really school, you know, but in a different degree what I'm doing. And I think being older, I think, and having that being a medical, you know, degree back in the day, my, you know, like the push for me na mag-aral mabilis. So initially, the certificate was actually 12 months. Initially, I did it and finished it 4 months. Even my instructor's like, what? You're ready to finish? I was like, yeah. But the thing is, like, I was so motivated to actually start my makeup career that time. And then basically, I just did research. Like I said, thank goodness we're in the age of technology. Even if whatever part of your world, if you want a specific thing to learn, you can access it. And I think that's what I did from a start. And then, yeah. And then COVID happened, like bounce it. Obviously, we have restrictions and stuff. And that's the reason like I was able to translate my career in makeup to modeling. And that I didn't realize like, oh, I can still model here, you know, because I do feel old.
Mm-hmm. Would that be, no? Kasi syempre, kailangan mag-build din ng network. Yeah. Bungit mo na, syempre, mag-start ka na naman ang ibang career, di ba?
Yeah.
Katulugan natin mga kababayan dyan, ano? Bago sa Australia. How do you start looking for, you know, the right people, yung right network, ika nga, a group of, like, friends, no? Or people na aligned dun sa career mo. Paano? Ano, may challenge? Ano yung mga challenges? Yeah.
I mean, the challenge is that's the reason that I actually did schooling. Because, you know, face reality, schooling per se, and that's what I actually understand when I was doing medical field anyway. School can just give you tools how to do it and stuff, but it doesn't teach you ways on how to actually communicate with someone. Like I said, I was in the medical field. They didn't teach us how to communicate with people. Similar to my career as a hair and makeup artist or model, you need to actually have that, what do you call it? Like extra personal, you know, you need to train that. I would say with me, I just, when someone actually invited me for events, I just go. If someone actually needs someone like a help for makeup, I'll do it. And I think I developed my network in the creative industry here because like, you know, I'm not scared to actually share what I've learned and share what I know. I think that's actually the big conflict sometimes, especially with the new ones. Like they're so scared to actually share what they learned. But the thing is, it's not a competition. You know, when you're actually teaching someone what you learn, it's actually going to give everybody something. It's not like, you know, there's this tendency, especially in creative career, and I think you will experience that, like, my jealousy or my like ako dapat yon or akin dapat to. No, if your mentality is like to give, it's actually goes back anyway. So I think like don't be scared to actually share what you learn or what you know, because you will be amazed what will people actually can share too? Because so that's yung yun yung parang that's our like the real challenge about this industry, I would say.
Nagkaroon ka na ba ng self-doubt, Pia, no? Nung pag-transition,
I think
nag-doubt na ba sa'yo yung ibang tao na, uy, naman kayang gawin ulit yan sa Australia? May mga ganun ba?
For me, I think my biggest challenge is like, I did feel that I'm really, really old. I'm 40 now, don't get me wrong, but I am realizing also here in Australia, your age doesn't matter. If you have the skill, if you want to prove something, you know something, and you're actually willing to teach it to other people, amazingly, you're going to actually progress here in Australia. And I think, you know, being in Australia, and I mean, like, I live there. I haven't left, honestly, when I flew here. I think that we are in a country that gives us a lot of opportunity to grow, and especially creatively. That like I said, I did creative, a little bit creative in the Philippines, but still constricted in a way. And there's like specific rules. But here, you can actually do it independently. You can do it with other groups. And like I said, if you go for events and stuff, you might know photographers, videographers, and you'll never know. Like, it's like I'm from Melbourne. It's such a really small community in general, not just a Filipino community, but in the creative world. You're going to see like one event is the same people. So if you're actually willing to like, you know, like say hi, hello, and just be yourself, you will be in that, you know, that environment, and you can actually, you can realize that, you know, you belong in that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And ang dami mo na nga, no?
Yeah.
Over, di ba? You were wearing, hindi lang sa hair and makeup. Andiyan na rin, dumating na nabanggit mo yung sa commercials, sa modeling, yeah. Di ba? And even mentoring, pero bang magtanong sa'yo, no? You've worked a lot, even sa fashion. Is there one project or opportunity na masasabi mo, okay, I've made it? Yes.
I think like the biggest was actually last year. So I think, you know, one of the biggest reason that a lot of people notice my account as well is because of the Steve McCurry. So he is the very famous in the photography world, which is he did the Afghan girl. So he was actually their special mentor or something workshop for the 100 years in Laika. I mean, the funny thing is when I went to that project, I didn't know the project. I just like, they need a model. Sure. They gonna do the photo walk, whatever. I was like, yeah, let's go. And I'm like that type of person. It's like, I'm happy to help. I'm happy to collaborate and share. And then when my old agency actually sent me off to this company, it's like, everybody's like, ah, you're so lucky. You're going to be working with a very famous in the, you know, the photography world. And I'm like, okay. And then, yeah, that was actually, I felt like, I think I'm on that right, you know, career, and I'm actually really doing this. And then even the photographers in the workshop would say to me like, you're really good. So I'm like, that's the self-doubt sometimes. I think like it's still not a bad thing to have that self-doubt. I think having that feeling as well can humble you, you know, even if you do already a lot of things, sometimes you need that humility, I think, and that can make your work a bit more better the next time. Like, you know, reaching that better outcome for any work that you do, not just modeling and or what, but anything that you actually want to do or pursue.
Mm-hmm. And Pia, as a Filipino creative, no, dito sa Australia, paano naman yung Filipino background mo, yung culture, no, na influence yung work and the way you see yourself, you know, being a creative dito sa Australia?
Yeah, I think like our advantage as general Filipino, and then I work in a lot, you know, work with different culture here. They actually love Filipinos because we're very passionate on what we wanted. And then we don't do halves. They respect Filipino creatives here in Australia because they know when you hire someone from the Philippines, we're passionate, we're going to do it. And I mean, I know it's a good and bad sometimes being perfectionist, but we will make it perfect as we want, you know?
That's true. That's true. No? Every you spend so much time, diba, with prep, you know, the preparation, diba, given a task and a role. Pero, you know, on the other side, you also have a personal life. Ika nga, no?
Yeah.
You're doing so many things, pwede ba namin malaman? How do you balance, like, the time, no? Siyempre, bilang isang, you know, mommy, diba, how do you balance all these things?
I think, like I said earlier, my son actually has multiple disability this year. And that's why now I can actually do more in my career. And I think this is the year that for me, I can do it. I was lucky to actually find a specialist school for my son. And then we have amazing group of people that actually help us with his therapy and everything. In the same time, that's the reason I went to a creative industry as well, because it's a freelance job, meaning to say it's a job that, you know, maybe this month you don't have work, the next month you don't have work. But the flexibility that creative industry gave me is like really big. In the same time too, the good thing about, like, I do UGC content creation too. You know, you can actually be a UGC creator without showing your face. And I actually did that even before. And that helped me to build the skill that now I'm doing UGC face to face. It's just like, you just need to start, I think. It's just like small things. Even if it's awkward, just do it.
Good. Now, syempre, ngayon nabanggit mo na, nagbanggit ka ng mga tips, no? Also mentoring, creatives, yung mga aspiring creatives, ika nga, diba? Ano man yung mapapayo mo sa kanila na, you know, lalo na yung mga Filipino creatives na mini-mentor, na may passion din katulad mo or may talent, you know, wanting to pursue katulad yan, content creation, social media or commercial, like modeling or fashion, what do you want to tell them?
Yeah, I think, like, for me, I would suggest just do it. I think the thing is, like, sometimes iniisip natin yung sasabihin ng ibang tao or even people na we don't know. So in the end of the day, it's, you know, rather not showing up, show up. Even if it's not perfect, even if it's like you look silly. Because you'll never know who is actually watching. And I think that's what I've learned the past few years. I've been doing this, the modeling and everything. I mean, someone will always say negative things to you. But you'll never know. Maybe one person actually is so inspired with you. And maybe that, you know, your face, if you're going to show your face or your creativity, you show your creativity, make someone's day, you know? I think that's the mentality you should be actually aiming for. Is what goodness is this can actually give to somebody else? You never know, you know?
Beautiful. Thank you very much. And Tia, finally, what's next for you? No? Meron ka ba bang dream project or collaboration na gusto mo ipursue or any other, you know, na gusto mo from physiotherapy and then creative? Meron ba bang naisip? What's next?
I would say, like I said, because of some priorities, responsibility with family situation, like my son having disabilities, I can't just really leave him. But I think, like, this year, I'm actually starting to build up again that industry, like pushing it more freelancing, and then probably in the future would be accepting international projects. I've been offered last year, but because of some, you know, family priorities, I can't actually say yes. But I've seen that people actually, even other countries, they do want me to, you know, to do modeling for them. So I think this is the year that, you know, I'm pursuing more opportunity in a different, you know, scale, I would say.
Good. Okay, yes. Saan naman namin pwedeng i-follow videos, diba? Social media, very active. Mm-hmm. Yung mga gustong mag-follow sa'yo, where can they find you?
Yeah, so in Instagram, my Instagram handle is piagould.hmua. In TikTok, it's Pia Gould, PIAGOULD. YouTube, not much. It's Pia Gould I think it's 4305. But you can find it, Pia Gould. Just have Pia Gould in YouTube.
Ako, maraming salamat sa iyo, Pia. And thank you again for your time. Dito sa atin at nako, and we wish you all the best, Pia, sa
iyong
endeavors. At maraming salamat for sharing your story at ang journey mo, from being a physiotherapist sa Pilipinas to building your career, strong career, no? Career dito sa Australia. Namang pinapakita, hindi po hadlang ang start over, regardless ng yung age, diba, and environment, para po sundan talaga kung ano ang gusto nyo matupad hanggat ito yung passion or nandun sa puso mo.
Yes. Hope,
yung mga kababayan natin dyan, ano, na nakikinig at nangangarap din na mag-career change, ika nga, or magsimula ulit dito sa Australia, sana po yung na-inspire kayo sa istorya ni Pia ngayong araw. And again, thank you Pia for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us dito po sa Tampok, a spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. And ako po muli, si Papa Dan, hanggang sa susunod, dito lang po sa SBS Filipino.
Sa likod ng bawat tagumpay, may kwento ng sipag, sakripisyo at pangarap. Sama-sama nating kilalanin ang mga Filipino at Filipino-Australians na nag-iiwan ng marka sa iba't ibang industriya at komunidad sa buong Australia. Mga kwentong nagbibigay inspirasyon, mga kwentong dapat marinig. Ito ang Tampok, Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. Kasama si Papa Dan sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.